Today's approach to leading with our best self is entirely practical, biologically so. In January, I began my fourth semester of teaching holistic leadership to law, public policy, and other graduate students at UC Berkeley. With the three prior runs, I've struggled to find my rhythm. I've pored over feedback. I even met with one of the assistant deans to go over the written feedback, and I've been slowly improving it. Then a week into this semester, I had this earth-shaking realization. I was listening to Martin Seligman's book, Flourishing, A Visionary New Understanding of Happiness and Well-Being, and these lines jumped out at me. Basic rest and activity cycle, or BRAC, is characteristic of human beings and other diurnals, that is, awake during the day animals. On average, we are most alert in late morning and mid-evening. We are at the bottom of our cycle, tired, grumpy, inattentive, pessimistic, at mid-afternoon and in the wee hours of the morning. So very basic is this cycle, Seligman writes, that death itself occurs disproportionately at the bottom of BRAC. OMG, people are dying disproportionately because their energy is literally depressed. So when do I teach this grad school course? From 3:35 to 5:25 p.m., siesta time. It was so obvious in retrospect that they weren't just somewhat cynical law students, they were tired, somewhat cynical law students. And I realized that my energy was nowhere near what it was at other times that I stepped in front of an audience or class. I've been running uphill, and of course, not very fast. I changed. I told my students that I would be doing a power walk in the 10 minutes before class, and they were welcome to join me. I can't tell you how much more energetic I feel after this stroll up the hill and around Memorial Stadium. And I now begin and punctuate the middle of class with simple yoga stretches and or simple meditative breathing to awaken energy and alertness. Students volunteer to lead, so we learn different stretches. I also brought this same practice to my 12:30 to 2 o'clock undergraduate class because half the students haven't eaten yet or their bodies are starting to digest food instead of digesting ideas about leadership. Bottom line, the brain is just another part of the body. Energize it. Maybe you're ahead of me on this stuff. If not, try it. Schedule a 10-minute walk around 2 o'clock each day. If you have a key partner, a boss, a peer, or direct report, invite them to walk quickly with you. You think differently, more fluid, literally and figuratively. Or throw some Nerf balls around your corporate board meeting at 2 o'clock. That'll go over great. Alternatively, download a meditation app and give it a whirl. Or here's a post on the best 10 meditation apps for iPhone and Android if you're drawn to that. Give it a spin to help you lead with your best self.